Jennifer Hansen is our guest on our program today. Good to have you here. Thanks for coming in. It's a chamber day. Leslie Lynn and everything else and everything, but it is a chamber day.
It's
nice,
a beautiful day in Boone County, and therefore it is
all over.
Absolutely.
Busy week already for the month. I got to say, because I struggle blaming Juliana for this. Mrs. Slobberworth's.
Yes.
Not the easiest thing to say on the radio, I will tell you that. But she had been working on our second one that went to the city to get the revitalized grant. $5,000 grant. Once again, they went and reviewed her project. You had her speak on Tuesday.
On Tuesday,
To chamber members.
Yes.
You had a chance to hear from her. And then you had ribbon cutting, too.
Yeah, we got to check out her. It's an incredible, it's gorgeous. It's the cutest thing on Story Street right now. And so, brand new pet boutique. And it's a facility that also has grooming and soon to be boarding in a couple of more weeks.
So she's working on it, though, but she good business plan came together,
and
everybody's been really liking it.
I think that's something that we just don't have in Boone County. And so I think that it's been a really great opportunity for pet owners to come out and really
If you have a chance, even if you don't have a pet, a dog, stop by and see what she's done.
Yeah, and I'll tell you too. So she also has consignment. So if you have maybe had a pet in the past, or if you have one now that maybe is outgrowing some things, so she does have a consignment opportunity for you, and another great way to then have a lot more offerings. So she has a fascinating philosophy around pet guidance and training, and I think that was really the gem of what came out of Tuesday's presentation. And so that would be just another great opportunity to chat with somebody that has a lot of just a background in this work, and she's studied it for just so long. And so it's been a really, again, she's just a fascinating person, but it's really kind of been neat to dive into that one with her.
So she's and also got some people that will be working with her on this, because
she's
it's not going to be a one.
It's a full team.
Yeah. So, that was interesting. Again, one of those businesses downtown.
Main Street is going well. Story Street is just every day. It just looks, it's just cooler and cooler. So I think, between the business owners, certainly those that we've had, we've had so many good rocks in our downtown, just those that have been around for a long time and have good customer service, just as a general rule of thumb. And then we've got new folks in, certainly beautification projects coming along too. And so it's just, you can kind of see it all come together.
A lot happening there. Let's stay on Main Street, the Story Street part here, because one of the things I do know is the Downtown Boone Committee has been a committee for the chamber for a while. We needed to put them somewhere. Basically, part of it, going for the Main Street application required some of the chamber support.
Absolutely.
To get it done.
Yep.
And again, you're going, I'm not running this.
right. They'll live in my building. And that's just a little of a different flavor than last time. So back in 22, it was going to be under the chamber's family. And so when Mike Hammond was director of the chamber, that it was an initiative started by him.
Yeah.
And so he got the group together and dug in. So over the course of time, though, and with my focus coming on board as the chamber for the county, it made sense that this organization is a part of our community and something that we can support. And of course, because of its work and our work throughout the region, there's a lot of relationships and connections and just opportunities that I can help them with, and it's just going to be a great relationship to help them get on the right track. Certainly the chamber has done a lot of work over the course of 112 years downtown. There's events, and certainly Puffer is maybe one end of the spectrum, but we've also got smaller events like Crazy Days and the Trunk or Treat events and things like that. So there's some well-established community events that we can give them along with those connections to get them started right away and really hit the ground running. So I'm excited for what that's going to look like. And yes, the big application is done now, that 18-month process of getting that whole thing together was submitted a couple of weeks ago. And yet, though, we're still not done. So yeah, we'll have a presentation in Des Moines on July 11th, where we essentially defend our defend our application, and then we will find out more whether we are a designated community or not.
I'll politicize it. I'll say we're doing our oral arguments in July. No, I'm kidding. But that is it. You go down. You have to defend what you put out there and why this is what you're looking to do.
Yeah. And I think for our presentation, it's going to be interesting because back in 22, there was a fantastic presentation. But that was the first time that committee had seen Boone in that space. And now we are going back to that committee and essentially not necessarily defending our application as it is, but defending where we've come since 22.
Since then, because, yes, a lot of the work that's going on, the same people that were heavily involved, build our resume.
Right,
And that's what... tree planting happened to be one of those. I did have somebody call and ask a little bit about that. So we did plant 29 trees down in the downtown area, and they are getting maintained, and they are looking pretty good. We'll talk a little bit about the city's project on what's going to be happening there with bigger trees that are going to come out. But one of the things I know is that... got some grant money to cover the cost of the trees, but we still have not finished that particular project. You're looking at doing some grading and things like that.
Right, right. And we essentially just kind of pushed pause. Some of it is because that application is such a lift, and it has taken all of us on the committee to dedicate our time to the research and the conversations necessary to get that application off the ground. And so with certainly then the addition of the city's repaving project, which is a fantastic investment in our downtown, that does cause some questions about where, to what degree are the grates or the space around the trees an opportunity for we don't know what that's going to look like. So
where are we at with that?
Right,
that's one of those.
So things. Ultimately, too, with those with those older trees, if any of those are removed, I know that they would replace those trees. So there'll just be more of those younger trees that need to be graded, essentially.
And we know Public Works is going to put in the new people lights. To bring those up to the more recent ones that we've got.
Right, right. I mean, there's an incredible investment going on in there. And so ultimately, from the Main Street Committee perspective, we didn't want to add more complications on top of that. So we just essentially, the tree project is moving forward, and that money that we've been able to raise for the trees is still in that account waiting to go. So we're just super thankful for DNR and the public and private partnerships that have come together for these beautification projects. And so once we have a better understanding of the city's project and how that would relate to the trees, we'll be able to move forward.
So they're not taking out new trees, folks, but there are some of the older, bigger ones that are down there that where you can tell where the sidewalk heaves a little. That's one of their concerns.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, we want to be open-handed. We want to be smart about the overall project of what this looks like. And if we have to replace one of our baby trees because, ultimately the sidewalk around it had to be fixed or something, this is not a big deal. So ultimately, we are super thankful for the city's project in general, and we want to make sure we're a good partner in that piece.
Well, a lot will be going on with all of that. I will tell people this, so you're going to have off and on inconvenient times with travel, with the work that's going to be done, because storm intakes, all of this is going to be happening. So the resurfacing we want done just because we don't want to be on the 22nd of September. We want things taken care of by then.
Exactly. And so everyone needs to just, we'll figure it out, guys. But I trust that the process will be smooth. And so I'm not too concerned about it, but yet again, I want to be realistic too. So we'll have some ideas and things that if something happens along the way that we have a
That's just one of those things there we'll deal with. We got farmer's market coming out today.
Yeah.
Season's here.
Kelly, and that's another thing too. So where I think this is just an opportunity that we realize the end result and what's coming, and so we can all be, you know, we can figure it out because of the greater good.
We do have, actually, when I look at that, the groups or the people that do come for that, we have a real strong base of people that make up our farmers market. They like to come to this.
Yep.
And they go to others, too, but this is...
And Kelly's done a fabulous job of just promoting that event, promoting the different vendors, and having a lot of fun events along the way, just kind of keep it interesting, keep it different, keep it new. And so even if you've gone every week, you'll see new things, you'll experience new things. And I'm just really excited about what that team's doing. And two, the same thing with Main Street there too, where that Main Street that entire committee, even just as is, without being designated, now we have people who we've identified and really have invested a lot of themselves, frankly, to see that downtown revitalized, and they're willing. They've certainly signed a piece of paper that says that they're willing as board members or committee members, and they've certainly even more than that have invested money and time into volunteering and such. And so those we can now point them to these particular projects that are happening already in our downtown. Build on what is a success and make it even better for our community.
And for those that called and repeatedly earlier, where is Farmers Market going to be? It is still going to be on Story Street. It's going to be between 7th and 8th. And again, that's what we're looking at.
I would pay attention to their Facebook page or, you know, logging into KWBG to keep track of if there is some movement because of the repaving. But I think folks will see that come later in the summer.
And that's one of the things you guys have done is put a lot more, you're just putting a ton of stuff out social media wise, different things that are going on in like
in the
Senator Ernst event that's coming up over in Ames. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a really interesting one too to point out because kind of different projects. So taking my brain out of Main Street and bringing it over to workforce development just for the county is something from the chamber's perspective where we feel is important to support and promote the opportunities for our entire workforce not even just Boone County, but even throughout, you know, bleeding into the other counties, is to be able to promote the important projects and programs that are able to help folks take that next step in upskilling themselves. And so, and also then for our employers to identify what they need to take that next step in their goals, and then to work with those DMAC and others that can provide those type of programming for those that are coming into our community. So ultimately, for one thing that we've identified are all of these kind of
We've got a lot of programming. Yeah.
And so we've established hashtag Workforce Wednesday. Yeah. So that hashtag Workforce Wednesday, if you just Google that, you would then find all of the opportunities that we've pointed out and we've drawn attention to that are around the county it's not events that the chamber's putting on necessarily, although there are some things that we do that we can that we support that. But ultimately, what others are doing, we just want to make sure folks can find. So, Workforce Wednesday is just an easy way to track all those things down. Another way to find those opportunities that maybe are a little bit more up to date and just what's happening now, like Senator Ernst event, is to go to our website, so BooneCountyChamber.com, and find our workforce development tab there at the top, and that will, on that page itself, there are some, you'll see what the most up-to-date Workforce Wednesday posts are and be able to find what works for you.
One of the things you did, and again, the way I describe it is there's a lot of blocks out here, but not everybody knows where they're all at and how to use those. So one of the things you've really done in the area of workforce in particular, work finding out more about the services that are there, and then finding out what your businesses are needing and mm-hmm. looking for, and then try to get those together.
Yep. And that's, I think, one thing that I find is that for the what a good chamber does is that's something that I always think about. Is this something a good chamber does? Is this what, or, and then of course the answer, what does it do? And so this is one space where we can be right there in the middle as the representative of the majority of our, the largest local business organization in our county, can connect with our employers, identify the programs that they need, the types of employees that they're looking for, what are they, you know, where are they struggling, how are they struggling, and then identify the other organizations in town, i.e. like, as I mentioned, DMAC and others, you know, does this look like a job fit?
You have those that'll come here.
Right, right.
It's just a matter of, you know, would you like to come and visit with these businesses? And then businesses, I need to get you to come out here and talk to these people.
Exactly. And so some of it, like we just had put together that. So there's a workforce development partnership between our Boone County and Story County organizations and chambers and County Supervisor Eric Krenzinger is leading that charge. And being able to bring us all together around the table, identify the concerns, identify the opportunities, and then to move forward. How do we work on these particular issues? And so we had an event where we were able to bring in 50 some odd different organizations and identify for them, just to show them the wide gamut, the wide variety of opportunities that are there to meet their needs, point their employees to. But then also that invitation to share, please tell us how, you know, what are some of the opportunities that we still are lacking, and let's figure out how to move forward on those. Yeah.
Talk about some chamber things coming up here. You do have a few events out there.
Here's a few.
Tell me what you got.
Let's see. So speaking of Coffee and Connections, I'll just start there. So Miss Lobbersworth was the one we just had last week. We will not have a Coffee and Connections in July because it's just the same week as 4th of July. And I think it's just
pretty crazy time.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm just going to give that break. However, in August, we are going to have the Boone Speedway as our presentation. And so folks with the IMCA will be there, too, to share more about the racing season, what's going on at the racetrack itself, and what we can expect for Super Nationals. And then I want to get a solid confirmation before I give you the September, but I'm excited about the September one as well. So we are also moving on with our monthly events with the Rivers, kind of going back to talking back to our Workforce Wednesday. Yes. We are working with our friends over on the Story County side on a River Valley Veterans Network. And this is a great opportunity, too, for employers who are still looking for some strong teammates and veterans in our community who are looking for their next step. Plus, it's just been a great opportunity to connect with the organizations that help veterans or the employers that hire veterans, as well as the families. So these have been great opportunities that we've scattered throughout the two counties. And the next one coming up in Boone County is in July, and that'll be over at Lucky Pig. That's the third Wednesday in the month. So again, keep track of all of that fun stuff on our Facebook page and website. Then we have quarterly networking events in Ogden, and quarterly events coming up, actually starting just this week, we had our first quarterly event in Madrid. So that'll be a fun opportunity to connect with our community in Madrid and to show off what that has to offer. We have our golf outing coming up a week from Friday over at Cedar Point Golf Course. So very excited to see that one grow too. We have already exceeded last year's numbers in both sponsorships as well as registrations. So we're just excited to see so many people come out and have a great day of golf at Cedar Point. And then we have Puffer coming up
No,
really? September, we have Puffer. I know, it's crazy. Actually, I'll take a step back. Before that, we have crazy, speaking of crazy, yeah. We have crazy days downtown, and we are there's actually quite a few retailers on the south end, and even scattered in the county that want to participate in that, too.
Okay.
So that map will be out before, it's the crazy days will be the last weekend in July. So again, I'd love to maybe just put a plug out there for the community calendar. So the Boone County Chamber has a community calendar on its website, and folks from all over the, it doesn't matter if you're a chamber member or not, it doesn't matter, any organization can put any event that's open to the public on this calendar, and it is something that we promote throughout the month, mm-hmm. throughout the county. But you can keep track of stuff that we're doing that and stuff that others are doing on that calendar. So I would just encourage folks to go there.
It's busy. So I got to ask Puffer, because yeah. you've got some things we've already started moving forward
yeah.
with some of the organization and planning for that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I saw somebody say, what about committees, things like that? They can still make contact. Best way would be on the chamber website. Maybe make contact that way, or call.
Just email me. Jennifer at BooneCountyChamber.com. Mm-hmm. If there's a particular event that you'd like to be a part of, I think that's the best thing to find a,
sure.
to think it through, right? So if you want to be a part of the downtown fun and volunteer at the beer tent, or volunteer as one of our welcome committees at the points of entry, this is another great opportunity for companies to mm-hmm. have their brand ambassadors, I like to call them, so mm-hmm. To come out and just participate in these community events. However, if you're like, I really want to enjoy, I love that tennis game, you know, the tennis tournament, I want to volunteer over there, or yeah. gosh, I'm interested in looking at what bingo does, you know. So it doesn't necessarily matter. Let me know what your thoughts are, what days you're available, and I can point you in the right direction.
Sure. And we do have some established committees ready to go, but otherwise, you're lining up entertainment, other activities still coming up?
Yeah, we're super excited for Pork Tornadoes to come out on our main stage Saturday night, and it's going to be a great, great day.
And arts, the art board, mm-hmm. Working on the art in the park. I know
yes.
they are committed to, that was one of the things in the very beginning you really wanted to get back to, was having some art in the park.
Absolutely, yes. Art in the park, I think it was just a cherished community event, and it was something that I knew could work well in this lineup. Yeah. And so ultimately having then you write the arts board with the city be able to help me with the, you know, help the Puffer group
yeah.
with coordinating that big piece. It is on its own, it's a big event. And so I'm super thankful for their experience and for their know-how. It's shaping up to be a great one.
Like anything, a sizable celebration like this takes volunteers, takes people to come and help and be a part of it.
It takes volunteers. It takes sponsors. It really does take a village to do these type of things. And it takes folks hours and hours and hours of their time to coordinate and make the phone calls and make the logistic plans. And so I'm just thankful for Beth and for others on the committee that can help and, again, put all these details together.
So we do have, again, part of your group over there is you do have people that are quickly getting, again, the social media announcements out, the things like that.
Yep.
That's really been a big boost to push a lot of different events.
Yes. I'm thankful. So Creative Ghost is a marketing company here in town, and they've been really just been super thankful for them to be able to help me out with the website piece of it. So making sure that as information gets out, that it's also reflected well on the website. The Facebook events itself, so again, certainly we've been able to share information and news on our on the Puffer Billy Day Facebook page, and yet though, creating those individual events, I think, too, is helpful for those that really enjoy and want to keep track of certain pieces of the festival. But ultimately, keep your eyes on that, and we'll be able to share more. But yeah, I think, you know, folks like Boone County Hospital, Fairway, Mid-Iowa Anesthesia, and Landis have really stepped up to support Puffer Billy and you know, when it comes to those big stage that. The production itself is just a big undertaking, so I really appreciate organizations.
Jennifer, thanks for joining us, getting us update on people. If you want to follow along, go to the Chamber's website. Very easy to do. There's a lot of different things in there. become a member.
Absolutely. Well, gosh, that's how, that's, you know, good chambers depend on their members. We live and die by our members. And so, and speaking of which, we had a whole family of new members join us. So property, Pioneer Property Management, who own Alice Place and the new Fox Point, as well as Linden Place and Boone Senior Homes, they joined as an entire family. And so we're just thankful for them and be able to find, just again, connect those guys and connect those properties with our community in a better way. Ultimately, you're right, even as an individuals, individuals can join the chamber to participate in our networking events, be an ambassador, and get our newsletter and subscribe to all that information that we can put out.
All right. Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of Boone County Chamber, our guest on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jim.